Gerald and Country Music. Here's the Fantasy Fools in 3, 2...
Every fantasy has one fool, but this one has two. And the greatest lesson in life is to know even fools are right sometimes.
Looks like the upper hand is on the other foot.
It's time for the Fantasy Fool Show.
Tell us, Bray, dude.
Here's Brian and Mac.
Honestly, I don't even know where to start.
Yep.
It was another horrible week for me. I projected at 133, 135, something like that, and I think I ended up with like 76.
Yeah, it was truly a remarkable week. If you survived I don't even know what to say.
How can you? Like, one of the standard leagues I'm in, listen to this. These are total points for the week, all right? And I'm going to go from 13 up to number 1. Mm-hmm. 68, 63, 71, 66, 68, 71, 82, 44, 69, 121. That's good. 54, 55, 59.
Yeah. Terrible.
It's terrible.
Well, in one of my leagues, I lost by 2 points to a team that had two players that didn't even play.
Oh, no.
That's how bad my scoring was. I mean, nobody scored. And we're talking some really big names that did not work out this week.
Exactly.
It's just an absolutely remarkable weekend for so many reasons, least of which is the huge upsets, you know,
right.
The teams that and they weren't just upsets. They were upsets in the sense that the teams getting upset for example, Buffalo, nobody produced, you know,
it was
the least productive form of an upset you could ever find.
Yeah, there were 8 of them, as a matter of fact, and had the Vikings won, there would have been 9.
Yeah.
But yeah, 8 of them.
100%. You know,
Sorry, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but if you're celebrating your week because Adrian Peterson got a touchdown, it's a sad week.
Yeah, although, and then, you know, you've got a lot of folks that, understandably so, have James Conner on their bench because they don't know that Chase Edmonds is going to go out with an injury, and then James Conner goes off. So, like, there were so many people talking about leaving points on the bench because you played your right starters. You know, you can't bench the big names, but yet they all just sort of collectively laid some eggs. You know, if you've got, if you started Josh Johnson.
Or Zacchaeus or somebody like that.
What do you do? But, you know, it also, I think, was a big weekend, too, for folks that play suicide pools. You know, Dallas, Buffalo, the Rams, all these teams that dropped out. So it was just an absolute nuclear bomb of a week. Anyway, we do have some studs and duds. We have a whole lot of duds. But really, some of the things that we want to just keep talking about in terms of good things is, you know, Ryan Tannehill and Lamar Jackson keep kind of chugging along. And Carson Wentz has really, you know, been solid for several straight weeks now. Kirk Cousins was okay. Baker was okay. So some good quarterback play amongst all of the nonsense. And even last night, if you were in a pinch and had to start either Big Ben or Justin Fields, I mean, they didn't get you a ton of points, but they didn't have zero either.
Right.
And some of the running backs that have just been so consistent and so solid, Jonathan Taylor and Cordarrelle Patterson, even though he didn't score a touchdown, still had a boatload of points. Najee Harris, Nick Chubb and Kamara, you know, so just some really good household names. We finally had a Nyheim Hines sighting in Indianapolis on Thursday night.
Do you trust him now going forward?
Yeah.
You do?
I do, because I just think he has to be part of that offense. You know, if they can't figure out how to use him, they're just not going to be as multi-dimensional.
Right.
And they have to get him involved. He's too electric of a talent. And I think that finally, if he gets a rapport going with Wentz, I think that'll be a really good thing for them.
Well, yeah, and Jonathan Taylor owners, a little bit of a scare there during the game. He got popped and was out for a little while, mm-hmm. and Hines picked up the slack there. I think they do realize that it has to be a Nyheim Hines and Taylor. Taylor's on the ground all the time, but they got to throw Hines the ball.
Yeah. We had some good wide receiver play, you know, amongst all the rubble. You know, we had Michael Pittman play really well for the Colts. We had Elijah Moore play well for the Jets. Tim Patrick and that huge Broncos upset of the Cowboys, you know, Teddy Bridgewater to Tim Patrick was really nice. Olamide Zaccheaus from Atlanta. Who? What? You know, like, what do you...
It's been a long time. It's been a couple of years since he's actually contributed at all, but...
Last night, Darnell Mooney had a really nice game for the Chicago Bears, you know, Justin Jefferson, Donovan Peoples-Jones, Devontae Smith for Philadelphia. I mean, I don't know how many how many folks had these folks in their lineups, but if you did, you did really well. A couple of tight end, you know, Kittle played really well in his return. You know, Kelsey had a nice game in a very low-scoring Chiefs game. And then last night, Pat Freiermuth had two touchdowns for the Steelers. Pat Freiermuth.
Yes.
So, no,
have a great little Freiermuth there.
yes. Pour me a shot of Freiermuth.
A little tip of the glass and a toast there to the Steelers. Yeah, you know, it's interesting, too, if you were looking for a defense to score some points. I stared at Miami and thought, there's no way Miami's going to score 11 points in a standard league, and I think maybe that's the way it was in PPR, and they ended up with 17 or 18, and I couldn't believe it. Then I went and looked at all of the other teams that I could have chosen. You could have picked any of the teams and got double-digit points, and I had to just stick with the Bengals and got four.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's, I mean, just, you know, when we talk about duds, you know, just Panthers, the Rams, the Titans, you know, in a big win, didn't really do much. Tannehill had a nice game.
Right.
You know, the Pats and Ravens was kind of a fun, their games respectively were fun to watch, but there was just a lot of spread the wealth. If you had Hollywood Brown and Lamar Jackson and Hunter Henry for the Pats.
It took Hollywood a while,
Yeah, they did okay. You know, the Cardinals stunk, except for Kirk and Connor.
And Christian Kirk's a guy that should be in everybody's starting lineup, period.
Yep.
Even in a standard league.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though there's some, like, even like Keenan Allen, fantastic PPR guy this year. Yep. Unbelievable, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
But he's just not doing the standard league thing.
Yeah, if you had if you started Brandon Ayuk for the 49ers, you got really lucky, but otherwise that game stunk. I mean, they stunk.
For those that actually stuck their neck out and grabbed Brandon Ayuk,
yep.
Really, it was a Debo gets hurt kind of thing, and now, and with Kittle back, Debo's going to be used a little less because he's not absolutely healthy,
mm-hmm.
So Ayuk will come on, and he'll probably be the strong wide receiver the rest of the year.
Yeah, the Bengals were a big disappointment, except for Joe Mixon. The Raiders were a big disappointment, except for Waller and Renfro. I mean, so, you know, just one or two players on a lot of these teams,
right.
You know, like the Giants and the Cowboys and the Bills. And the Bills and the Jaguars was a complete disaster. I mean, 15 total points in that game. So, you know, even if you had the Jaguars kicker, you're not doing so hot. So.
Right.
And the Dolphins, Texans, Packers, Chiefs. I mean, we could go on and on and on. Other duds of the week. I mean, obviously, we have to mention Aaron Rodgers as a dud. He sent a lot of teams scrambling. You know, if you had him locked and loaded. You know, a lot of folks have the philosophy, if you're a one-quarterback league, you carry one quarterback, especially if you've gotten past the bye week. And so a lot of folks just have one quarterback. And if you've got an Aaron Rodgers who's been great every week, give or take, you might have had just one quarterback, and that's going to send you scrambling. And you've got to find someone on your bench.
You know, and here again, too, I had that same problem. Kyler Murray all of a sudden out.
Yep.
So I thought, you know what? I'm down at the bottom right now. Why wouldn't I take a swing on Taysom Hill?
Yep.
But watch him just absolutely blow it up, get 40 points, and everybody will be like, didn't see that coming. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to be the one guy that sees it coming. Nope.
Yeah.
No, 1.7 points, something like that.
Yeah,
right?
it was just really a rough week. And, you know, there are some scenarios, too, where you do, unfortunately, have to keep your eye on something. You know, there are folks now a little bit here and there where COVID's popping up.
Mm-hmm.
So keep your eye on that. And hopefully your league has an injured reserve spot so you can do – so you get a little bit of relief on your bench. But otherwise, you know, really keep a close eye on some of these things because, that, like you just said – they pop up in a hurry. You know, like, so when you wake up on whatever Wednesday or Thursday morning and you look at your team and it's like Aaron Rodgers is out, you're just like, boy, that's a cold cup of coffee. You know, like, what are you going to do?
Right.
You know, so, yeah, a lot of folks went scrambling. And in fact, that situation cost me a game in one of my leagues because there was really no quarterback talent. I could have picked up Carson Wentz, but I didn't. I waited until the Sunday game. So if I would have picked up Wentz, I would have won. Hindsight's always 20/20, but the rest of the people available on Sunday wouldn't have got me a win. So it really was, you know, and I'm not alone. I mean, it was kick in the keister for a lot of people.
Yeah, and that's maybe the saving grace, like the 13 that I read out of the 121. Mm-hmm. Everybody else was in the 50s, 60s, and low 70s.
Yeah.
So that kind of keeps the whole league. Well, you look at the disparity between us in 10th place and first place, it's 40 points.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's really actually – if things get better, 40 points is easy to overcome, and especially in this day and age, if your team actually lucks out and gets the lucky 100 to 120, in a standard league or 140 to 160 in a PPR league, it can really shoot you up there in a quick hurry. And that really happens once we get into that week 12, 13, 14, 15. It's amazing how that happens.
Yeah.
You know, there's always that one or two teams down at the bottom that just kind of like just can't get it going because they just didn't have a solid draft to begin with.
Yeah, that's totally true.
Which is too bad. But that should leave a little bit of room for some of those teams on the bottom to pick some stuff up moving forward because of all the moving parts we've got going on right now.
Yeah, let's get a virtual show of hands. Let's get a virtual show of hands of how many people out there had their kicker outscore basically everyone else on their on their starting team, including in some cases their quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean that is a monster show of hands, and that's the reality.
Yeah.
Of this last week.
It's crazy. And look at the scores on defense.
Yep.
The 12s, the 14s, the 18s, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever seen a week where defense has put up that many points collectively.
Yeah.
You know, you have your occasional team that Green Bay might throw up 18 points or you've got the Broncos or whoever that put up 15 to 18 by accident and they never get it again.
Yep.
And you look at some of these teams and go, wow.
Yeah.
They're kind of doing it every other week or sometimes, you know, it's pretty crazy and it's hard to stream right now. It's so hard to stream.
Yep.
What else here? We've got, you mentioned Carter and White and Aaron Rodgers. I was just kind of curious if you were going to put Love in there as a dud, or was he in between? He was a dud the first three quarters, and then he showed a little bit of life.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't matter. There's not much fantasy conversation.
No, I think he put up
there
15 points or so, and, you know, so you can't. I mean, it's not like he totally tanked, but on the other hand, you would like to think that with that offense – with the weapons that they have on offense, that you should be able to at least – now, I'm not talking necessarily about him per se,
right,
but he should – I mean, they should have – I think that the Packers probably should have won that game, and they would have with Rodgers.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
And, you know, so I don't know. It's a mixed bag with Jordan Love. I mean, my initial reaction to him is – they better hope Rodgers sticks around for a while because he doesn't look like the future of the franchise.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm thinking that anybody in Green Bay better realize that it's the Green Bay Rodgers.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just kind of the way it goes.
Yep.
We're going to take a look at the top, and we'll take a look at the top plays here when we come back.
You bet.
More of the Fantasy Fools, Ryan and Mac, next. Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through. South Dakota TV customers are switching back to Dish and BeFree Satellite. With Dish, your price is guaranteed for 2 years. That's right, your TV price is guaranteed for 2 years, so take that inflation. And it loves fast internet. If you have a TV and internet bundle, look at getting Dish. It loves that fast internet. And with Dish, you're going to get the best 4K HD DVR in the business, the Hopper 3. It has a 500-hour HD DVR. It'll record up to 16 shows at once. And you can watch all your shows and recordings anywhere, including your locals. Plus, you can control everything with your voice. With voice search powered by Google Assistant, you can call up Netflix, Prime Video, YouTube, DraftKings, etc. And if you need more proof on why to switch to Dish, J.D. Power ranked Dish number one in customer satisfaction 4 years in a row. That's right, 4 years in a row. So are you ready for the best TV experience? Give BeFree Satellite a call at 605-692-7171. That's 605-692-7171. Or you can visit BeFreeWireless.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Lance Trucking Incorporated in Volga, South Dakota is looking for part-time and full-time local drivers, full-time regional drivers, and a full-time over-the-road driver. Must have a Class A CDL license, 6 months experience preferred, and clean driving record. Benefits include retention pay, annual pay increases, paid vacation, 401k, and more great benefits. Apply online today at LanceTruckingInc.com or call 695-4651. Lance Trucking is an equal opportunity employer.
It's Brian and Mac, the Fantasy Fools.
I don't know. I think we did a lot of cowbell last week, and I just kind of felt like a little bit more cowbell again.
Right.
You know, don't forget we're online at brookingsradio.com. So here's the thing. If you've got questions, which we've got a few emails again today, which is great. They seem to be coming in a little bit more, which is kind of fun, but it's at brookingsradio.com, and then click on the Fantasy Fools. And you can ask questions. There's a whole lot of research and different things there. And you can share stuff with us. So check us out there.
Yep. You know, one thing we know about the NFL is that the NFL tends to, more times than not, correct itself. So I think that when you come off a week like this last week, I think you're probably, it's not likely we're going to see another week like that.
Right.
So I always tell people, don't panic. This is just one of, it really was an anomaly of a week. And
it was.
You made the right plays, you know, but you just, you know, those players collectively did not produce. So don't panic. Keep rolling with your studs. They will continue to produce. This week, there's a lot of fun stuff going on. So I would really not want to be the Atlanta Falcons having to play Dallas.
Oh, boy.
So I like, you know, fire up the Cowboys. But I also like Matt Ryan because I do think that the Cowboys are going to come out and try to make a statement. So they're going to, the Falcons will be playing from behind. And the Cowboys do have that bend but don't break defense. So it could be a sneaky spot for Matt Ryan, who's been playing relatively well if you're in a pinch. You got to keep rolling with Ryan Tannehill versus the Saints. Teddy Bridgewater, are we really saying his name? Nobody's scared of the Eagles. They're at home. He's coming off a big game. Their receiving core is relatively healthy, and both of their running backs are healthy. Both of their running backs, Gordon and Javonte Williams, I have as starters this week. I just like the Broncos at home against the Eagles this week. I think they replicate that performance that they had against the Cowboys. Are the Broncos going to, you know, be in it for the long haul and make the playoffs?
Right.
Probably not. But they are one of these teams that's very young, and they don't know any better. And when they collectively play well, those young offensive studs, they are fun to watch. And once they get their long term quarterback in place, they are going to be a fun team to watch.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. Really, I agree with that.
And I like Ben Roethlisberger versus the Lions. And then I also like Taylor Heinicke versus the Buccaneers. Remember, the Buccaneers can be thrown on. And Washington, coming out of the bye, gets Logan Thomas back. They have J.D. McKissic, the good pass catcher. Gibson will be healthy. You know, Terry McLaurin's always wonderful. And plus, they've got, you know, a couple of other people that stepped up when the other guys were injured. So that offense could be sneaky good this week against a Bucs team that can be thrown on. You know, and also when you look at running backs, we mentioned Nyheim Hines. I think in a pinch, he's a flex or a running back that you can play. You got to keep playing Michael Carter for the Jets, even against a Bills team that's going to be angry. The Jets have shown that their offense is going through him. And now that they've got the emergence of a really good receiver with Elijah Moore, that's going to take some of the pressure off that running game and then allow more opportunities for Michael Carter when he either comes out of the backfield to catch a pass or just to continue to pound it right up the middle. So I like him a lot. He's a really great running back. At wide receivers, I like the Broncos receivers, Tim Patrick and Judy in particular. I like Julio Jones, who was quiet on Sunday night, but key, played the whole game.
Yeah, that's big.
And is not on the injury report. That's huge. So, I mean, remember, he is a key to that offense. If he's healthy, he frees up other receivers. But also, if he's healthy, he can still be explosive.
And he's Julio Jones.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Devonta Smith for the Eagles at the Broncos. He's really their only offense. The running backfield is a mess. Who knows what's going on there? I like Elijah Moore. We just mentioned him versus the Bills, and I like Jarvis Landry for Cleveland at New England. And at tight end, I think if Knox is playing for the Bills, don't hesitate, fire him up because they waited one more week to get him fully healthy. And as you can see with that Bills offense, they're not really the same without Knox. He's really become a central part of that offense. Even if he's not getting the ball all the time, he's another big body to try to guard. And that's going to improve their offense tremendously. If Logan Thomas is healthy for the Washington football team, I think you have to fire him up. They rested these players, got them through bye weeks, and so on. And I like Dan Arnold, Jacksonville. He's quietly become a really good tight end for Jacksonville. And, yes, of course, Pat Freiermuth versus the Lions. Keep rolling with him. What a great find.
Right.
I mean, he's fun to watch. Last night's the first time I really got a good look at him. He is a big
– huge.
He looks just like a wide receiver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
And he's got a lot of passion.
Yep. Hunt, the Patriots have committed to Hunter Henry. He's had a touchdown in several straight games now. Not a lot of points, but he's going to get you 10 points. If you're going to get that from your tight end, you can be – that's that's pretty darn good. And then Tyler Conklin, Vikings at the Chargers. He's been pretty reliable as well as of late. I like the Bills defense this week in a smash spot against the Jets. Colts versus the Jaguars. Broncos versus the Eagles. Browns versus the Patriots. And Steelers versus the Lions. Some of these are no-brainers. But I also think that, you know, in some cases you might say, well, you know, I don't know if I want to trust the Bills. I don't know if I want to trust this team, you know, or whatever the case may be. Don't get cute. don't get cute. roll with the studs this week. I mean, that's really, I mean, coming off an anomalous week like we've had, I just think the best advice you and I can give our listeners is fire up your studs and don't get cute.
Yeah. Yeah, you really do, unless you've got more studs. Like, I have Keenan Allen, Deebo Samuels, and Hollywood.
Yep.
So, you know, who do you decide? And I thought, you know what, Debo's a little bit banged up, but if I sit him, he's going to go off, and then what happens?
Keenan Allen gets... And some of your studs may be on bye. We've got the Bears, Bengals, Giants, and Texans on bye. So those, I mean, people are invested in players on those teams. I mean, you've got a Brandon Cooks for the Texans. You know, Bears have several players, and the Bengals. But it was nice. I do want to say, though, it was nice to see David Montgomery come back for the Bears last night. A little limited, but they didn't. I mean, he looked good.
I was so nervous because he took off running that first play. Yeah. I'm like, oh, dude, don't do that. Careful, don't go and get hurt in the first quarter again. But he is. I think they were smart and they held him out until he was 100%.
And I think what you saw now, Allen Robinson left. He's banged up, and that's too bad. But I think what you see is like Justin Fields. Like nobody's gonna anoint him as you know the next coming of whoever you know Pat Mahomes. But I think you can see when you have David Montgomery and you are almost healthy offensively. It becomes a different look. Now they were not very good for 2.5 quarters,
right?
But once they kind of started getting going,
Justin Fields, just talk the ball and run.
Yeah,
don't sit there and wonder. Just talk 100%. The ball and run.
Yep.
You know, so yeah, you've got some teams out there with some serious potential.
Yep.
In the future, you know, like I don't even want to bring up the Vikings, but they just need to get rid of everybody. And kind of start from scratch. I'm not talking players. I'm talking coaches and you know, even like Spielman and those guys. I think it's time for them to all go and have a new philosophy.
Yeah.
You know, because you have Kirk Cousins. You have who you know, you never know which Kirk you're going to get. But he's rather consistent. But then, you know, Thielen didn't have production. Now he does. Jefferson, like, what in the world? Why aren't you using him? Why aren't you using Osborne a little bit more? What in the world's going on with Dalvin Cook?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. It's truly amazing.
Yep.
All right, we'll come back and talk injuries and waivers and weather and all that fun
Lots
stuff.
Lots of fun stuff still to go.
Yeah, hang on.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on The Ranch, AM 910.
If you're looking to have your own apartment and still stick to a budget, Yorkshire Apartments may be your answer. These income-based one-bedroom apartments are located in a central location near Larson Park, the nature trails, and just minutes away from shopping and dining. Plus, you can enjoy many on-site amenities such as an elevator, indoor garbage, and community room. For more information or to schedule a tour, call Mills Property Management today at 605-697-3175 or visit us online at millsproperty.com. Mills Property Management is an equal housing provider.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to join this man and woman in holy matrimony.
Having this guy officiate a wedding,
repeat after me, I groom Davis Bride to be my lawful wedded,
is a bad fit. Kind of like choosing a pre-emergent herbicide that doesn't fit. BASF's corn pre-herbicides give you the flexibility to create your perfect match with application rates and timing you want.
Here, but I bet that you can't do better than kissing this bride. Go.
Plus proven performance. BASF Verdict, Zidua SC, and Outlook pre-herbicides.
Wait, are we done?
Get exactly what you need at cornpreherbicides.com.
Always read and follow label directions.
The panic button is for emergencies only.
Where's the button?
Here comes the meat wagon.
This is a class one emergency.
Wow. Yeah, well, talking emergencies from last week and now this week. Looks like maybe Kyler Murray, he just got upgraded from out to questionable, and we don't know right where Aaron Rodgers stands.
Yeah. Well, they said if Aaron Rodgers is cleared on Saturday is when he'll be able to be cleared. They've already said he's going to play,
yeah,
even without practicing.
Oh,
and I think that makes
Aaron
a lot
Rogers.
Of sense. So, But yeah, I mean, that's just, but still, it leaves you in that lurch until Saturday.
Yep, it does.
So you got to keep an eye on that. You got a question? We got a question?
Yeah, you want to, I've got three. We heard from Brandon last week, and he asked about Boston Scott, so he's asking about Boston Scott again.
Yeah.
I
dropped Boston Scott. I picked him up, and then I dropped him. I just had a bad feeling. Jordan Howard is there. That backfield is really, the Eagles' backfield is a mess.
If you are absolutely hurting for a running back, if Howard is available, go with Howard for the simple fact that the coach or one of the coaches said he is a part of our team. Yep. Even when Miles Sanders comes back, he is going to be a part of the team. So
I agree.
He proved himself coming off the practice squad. So he's there. Is he going to get a touchdown every week? When Miles Sanders comes back, I still think he's going to be the red zone guy.
And so, Jordan Howard is a waiver wire pickup this week for those of you that are thinking about that.
Yeah, no doubt. So I would say let's go, Brandon.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just simply mean let's go, Brandon. Whatever hoo-ha they have out there in the political world, I could care less. But anyway, good luck to you, Brandon, and thanks for the email. So, the waiver wire thing, Devontae Freeman, I'm staring at him right now trying to decide, all right, because Boston Scott's out. So
another mess because you've got Latavius Murray who's slowly getting healthy, and then they like to do that backfield by committee. They don't have any one clear lead back. So it really is like Russian roulette week in and week out. Like you could get lucky and play the right one, or you could
I had Kareem Hunt last week and decided to drop him and pick up Adrian Peterson because here's my conundrum is I'm a Derrick Henry, Miles Sanders guy. Those were my two early draft picks.
Yeah.
And I really needed – I need running backs.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to get them. They're not here. So I picked up Kareem Hunt thinking, okay, I'm going to ride this guy week 11, maybe 10 if I'm lucky, 11, 12, 13, and I can't remember when their bye is.
Mm-hmm.
But now word on the street is he's not coming back till after the bye. So is the bye week 13 for the Browns?
Yeah.
I believe it is. So you're not going to have him until 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Yeah.
You're going to have him for five games. I can't wait that long.
Right.
And maybe there are others out there. So to make some of those plays, if you have an IR spot, if you're in a standard league, you don't have it, and you've got him on your bench, I don't know if he's worth putting there or not.
Yep.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I don't know if it's worth sitting on him for another week. He's supposed to be back in week 10, whether that actually happens. So it's really tough. You go out and get Devontae Freeman. Right now, he's not hurt. He's healthy. He's running the ball, and he's proving that he's their guy for the most part.
Right. Yep. I also, too, like start to look ahead to these bye weeks, especially at the quarterback position. I normally don't recommend picking up a quarterback who's actually going to be on bye this week. But if you've got room and you want to pick up Justin Fields, I think he could be a difference maker down the stretch.
Yeah, I think it's possible. Yeah, no doubt.
We're coming up in the 2-minute warning.
That's the 2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
2-minute whistle blows, it's your ball game.
Two-minute warning. Here we go.
So did we run through the byes, the Bears-Bengals?
Bears-Bengals, Giants-Texans, and also just a quick injury update. We've got a couple of running backs to note. Damian Harris, Devontae Booker for the Giants, Zach Moss for the Bills, and Chase Edmonds, all various degrees of injuries. Keep your eye on them. Devontae Booker's on bye, and Saquon Barkley will be coming back after the bye, so you can drop him unless you have Barkley and want to keep the handcuff. And Chase Edmonds is obviously a big blow. You're going to want to keep an eye on him. Other than that, Allen Robinson for the Bears left a little banged up last night. But receivers were pretty solid. I mean, not point-wise, but injury-wise solid. And then quarterbacks, nothing really to report other than Rodgers. So, we've got a couple more questions, so we'd be happy to.
Yep, all right. This one from the Yellowstones. Did you see the first the episode? The season premiere.
I have to admit, awesome, I have not watched Yellowstone.
Okay, well, you'll have to, obviously, Steve does, because he wouldn't have his team name after them. Anyway, do I stand by Brandon Ayuk or Rashad Bateman?
Either one. I like Ayuk. I like Ayuk.
Yeah,
he's coming out of the quote-unquote Kyle Shanahan doghouse.
And he's good.
Yeah, he is good.
I like Bateman, too. They're really using Bateman a lot, but I think they're going to press Ayuk, and he's going to become more of a player.
He's explosive. They also use him in the running game, too.
Right. And then from Linda. So listen, Linda. Kadarius Toney or Elijah Moore?
I like Elijah Moore.
I have to agree
Giants
with
on
you.
Giants on bye. Their receivers will come back. Galladay, Shepard, etc. Yeah. Look like they'll kind of start to get a little bit healthy. And, you know, right now it's just like I like going – I like – you know, it's a tale of two bad New York football teams.
Right.
But I really like some of these young Jets, this Elijah Moore, this Michael Carter, the running back. I mean, they have a solid foundation. I mean, they stink now, right? But they look like they're putting together a really good nucleus for years to come.
And the Tony injury kind of took the electricity out of the Danny Dimes –
yeah,
Darius Toney matchup and that whole connection.
100%.
So anyway, good luck to you next week.
Yeah, same. Good luck, everybody. And remember, just keep riding those studs. We're not going to see another week like this last week.
We'll chat again next week.
All right, cheers.